Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast exploring the creative and curious world of work through monologues and conversations with creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, and changemakers. I've talked a lot about my journey on the podcast, especially where I find myself today, in the middle. I'm not anywhere near the beginning, nowhere near the end. Some days I can see to the very end, on other days I can't see anything at all. In these dark days, creativity provides an escape, a respite from the vicious storyteller in my mind, as long as I let creativity do its job. It's easy to get stuck, make excuses, and lie down to let the day pass to the next, hoping things will change without action, petitioning the silence within for a change. But the best course of action is to move, even the slightest bit, to gain a new perspective and find a different story to tell. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/675. You ever have one of those dreams that feels so real that it just affects your whole day? The other morning, I woke up really quickly out of a dream where I was taking a test. I don't like tests. I've never liked tests. And in this dream, I was failing because I wasn't prepared. I had no idea any of these answers, and I just felt like a failure. I don't know what this dream was trying to tell me, but on the other end, I was just sitting on the couch frustrated. I was sulking. I was feeling stuck. And I started just asking questions. Is this a midlife crisis? Do I need to make major changes again? What's wrong with me? And it's funny because I'm tired of asking these questions, and I'm sure my loved ones are too. But it turns out I just needed to get outside and do something. Anything. Oftentimes in my creative journey, I want things to just work. And I don't want them to just work once. I want them to work into the future until I'm done. And I want the path to always be clear of barriers and potholes and all the things that hold you back. But very rarely does life, does the creative journey play out as succinctly as a perfectly edited video on social media. Instead, I have to break the cycle of rumination of these feelings that dreams can impart on me by getting out of my head and just moving. The last few days have gotten me out of the house and office multiple times, and it's been great because it's been a constant reminder that I need to be in the elements and with people. But I also need to be challenged to push myself. And that's never easy in the middle of the journey because that's when you're the most tired. Yeah, you're nowhere near the start when you were younger and had more energy, and the end is just as far away. So how does one find the way forward? For me, I found some guideposts in the book written by Bono, the lead singer of U2. Surrender, 40 songs, one story is the story of the band, the songs, the singer, an activist, husband, father, and person that seems to drive a lot of people crazy with his willingness to speak the obvious and obscure truth. I've always found something compelling with Bono. He's the philosopher, the spiritually minded guide, the artist. So many complexities, never seeming to want to simplify himself for the sake of understanding. But he always seemed to be someone willing to embrace the contradictions of life. And I absolutely respect that. As I read his book, I allow myself to enter into his stories. I feel the warm embrace of challenge, comfort, and courage. I see reminders of the need to both relax and push harder for a new story to tell. Now, I'm not famous other than having a famous name. I'm never going to have Bono's reach or impact. But I am on a creative journey nonetheless. And I can use his stories to provide guideposts to help me out as I move through this weird middle stage I find myself in. So in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share 7 guideposts from Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story by Bono that I'm going to be using for my own journey. The first is that uniqueness is a given, even if what you do is the same. I've heard it time and time again that in order to do anything creative, you must find the thing that sets you apart, the thing that is going to be completely different from everyone else. But I found that that only holds us back from starting and learning and building upon our craft in order to even be competent in what you do. The thing about uniqueness is that even if we do something the same as someone else, it's still going to have our blueprint, our DNA as the creative who's behind it. And that's what I get as I read the story of U2 in their early days when they didn't think that they were good enough to play covers, so that they just wrote their own music. And as they progressed through their career, uniqueness came, even though they were doing the same things as some of the other people that they talked about in the book, like David Bowie. Bono says they were basically ripping him off, and yet it created uniqueness because of who the band was. And that's something important to take away as a creative. Being yourself, no matter what you do, is going to create something different than someone else. The second guidepost is that sometimes you have to tear down success in order to build what's next. After the Joshua Tree album, the band was really wrestling with what to do next. And in many ways, they had to tear down their sound and create something new. And that's what then created Octoon Baby. And that was really fascinating to me, because at the height of what you're known for, are you willing to take the risk to do something else? Now, we might not have that success that this band has had in their career, but for us, when we're facing success, do we want to tear it down and try something else? Or do we want to keep going with what's working? And I know for myself, I love it when I just keep building upon what's working. I don't want to tear anything down, but that's really the job of being in the middle here. It's to tear down and keep risking and going down this path of being a creative. And that's never easy. It hurts. It creates hurt feelings sometimes, and it creates stress and frustration. But that's the only way to keep going and not just being a repetitive version of yourself. The third guidepost, arrogance and courage go hand in hand in the creative process. I talk a lot about the arrogance of my early days, and it's funny because I've wanted to strike this notion of arrogance out of my mind. But there was something about the way Bono was describing arrogance in his book as part of the creative process that actually helped me to almost redeem what I thought arrogance could mean. Instead of arrogance seeming like a negative quality, to him, arrogance was the exit and entry point, as he writes, to humiliation in the creative act. And that's really interesting to me. We have to be arrogant in order to be humiliated and grow. And this goes back to this idea of obvious truths and obscure truths. Does that make any sense to me? Maybe, maybe not. But arrogance leads to humiliation. In order to do both of those, courage is involved. And when we're in that middle of the journey, every day is a courageous act, because we're looking to the past to say, this is where I've been, and our future is unwritten. So frustrating. And yet courage is so essential. The fourth guidepost is that we should never assume that we're going to keep making the same mistakes. I always fear that I'm always going to be wrestling with the same questions for the rest of my life. And asking these questions about, am I in a midlife crisis? Am I needing to make major changes? I have moved from asking these questions to feeling like they're mistakes, that I am a mistake, that I am a failure. But as I move forward, as I create, as I put my creative efforts out there, I'm going to be receiving feedback. I'm going to be receiving new information. And so regardless of what is created, you're not making the same mistakes. It's funny, like, I don't know if I can specifically point to something that I've read so far in the book to illustrate this guidepost, but for whatever reason, this is one that just made sense to me. I'm not going to be making the same mistakes, so I shouldn't assume that I will be. Now I know where I was going with this. Maybe it has to do with making the same album over and over. After the third album that U2 did, they brought in new producers. They brought in new collaborators in order to change their sound. They didn't want to keep making the same album over and over again, so they didn't. And that leads me to the fifth guidepost. Make your own rules. This goes back to their early days when they didn't think they were good enough to play covers, so they wrote their own music. That's making your own rules. And throughout their career, like even releasing an album to every iPhone user, you know, that's making your own rules. Sure, it pissed a lot of people off, but the tenacity, the boldness, the courage to do that, that's unreal. And while we would never be able to do that, what are the things that we want to do for our own creativity that other people would tell us not to do? Well, you know what? Make our own rules. For me, maybe it means that the rule that I need to make is that I need to get out into the elements as much as possible, to not treat my business as if it were anyone else's. And to me, that is where courage goes into play. The sixth guidepost then, if five is to make your own rules, then six is to then break them. And the reason why we need to make our own rules and then break them is because there are certain things that we don't want to become habitual. Much like U2 doesn't want to make the same album, we don't want to keep doing the same things over and over and over again. We want to try and branch out, try new things. And as artists, it is that experimentation which really speaks to rule breaking. The seventh and final guidepost, at least for today, is that I need to get out of the office when creativity has you stuck. I was reading about just how they were trying to make Octoon Baby and they were just sitting in the studio. Nothing felt right. Things were unfinished and they just had to get out and go to different places. And I think the same thing happens for us. Sure, we can read all of those wonderful adages about, you know, in order for the muse to show up, you have to be working. And all of these things that speak to work versus inspiration. But I think realistically, we can't always just be sitting down and working. Work isn't just the effort that we put into making something. Sometimes it's the thinking. Sometimes it's the exploration in the physical world and the experimentation in the metaphysical world and meditation and walking through a bookstore or just listening to music. And when we step away from our workspace, I think we have a new opportunity to find a new rule to break, a new sound, a new idea. I'm really grateful to have this book in this time of my life. It speaks to me, it fills me with encouragement, and really provides guideposts to move me forward when I'm stuck. And being in the middle, I sure feel like I'm stuck a lot. Sure, I could ask myself the question, what would Bono do? You know, I can get the Funko Pop that I have of him and hold it in my hand and be like, oh, Bono, what do I do? But that's not the question that will really help me. And I think that would be really silly and kind of funny to do. Instead, I think it's about stories, because that's what his book is really about and what our lives are composed of. I think about the stories I've told and I'm telling. But more importantly, my focus is shifting to the future. And I think about the stories that I'm going to tell. But not only that, the storyteller that I'm becoming. So I guess the question I end with is this: am I willing to become a new storyteller and tell a different story? Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.